Hello and welcome to the Patrick Kelly Self-Development Audible Book Review Podcast, where I will be reviewing audible books on self-development that can change your life for the better this year and years to come. It is said that if we keep on doing what we always did, we will keep on getting what we always got. In other words, to change our output, we must first learn to change our input. Today is January 15th, 2021. This is episode 1, and today we'll be reviewing the Audible book, As You Think by James Allen. This Audible book is an awesome book that explores how we think. The original title of this book was called As a Man Thinketh. There's also a version of this book called As a Woman Thinketh. Through this podcast, I will be going over a few quotes from this Audible book and sharing with you the quotes that I like the most. Let me tell you a little bit about the author. The author, again, his name is James Allen, and he wrote this book in the year 1903. It is based on the Bible proverb, chapter 23, verse 7, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he or she." Let me go over my favorite quotes in this book. Quote number 1. "Circumstances do not make the person, it reveals the person to himself or herself." So what does this mean? When you find yourself in very challenging circumstances, what are you learning about yourself? What are you learning about you? Are you the kind of person that says to yourself, the harder the battle, the sweeter the victory? Or are you the person who wants to crawl back into bed and hope that things will change for the better? Quote number 2. "We do not attract what we want, but what we are. Opposites do not attract. Like energy attracts like energy." If we want happiness in our life, we will not attract happiness by being unhappy all the time. We cannot attract positivity when we are always thinking negative. Our mind is a garden, and we are the master gardeners. Good thoughts bring forth good fruit, and bad thoughts bring forth bad fruit. It is not what happens to us, it's how we respond to what is happening to us. When life is serving you lemons, you must always find a way to make lemonade. Quote number 3. "We don't get what we wish for and pray for, we get what we justly earn. Our wishes and prayers are only gratified and answered when they harmonize with our thoughts and actions." In order to improve our circumstances, we must first improve ourselves. Quote number 4. "As you think, so you are. As you continue to think, so you remain." In other words, in order to change, we must first change our thinking. If we do not change our thinking, we will remain with the same thoughts that put us in the situation that we are currently in. I believe it was Einstein who said, "We cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we use when we created them." Quote number 5. "Those who would accomplish little must sacrifice little. Those who would achieve much must sacrifice much. And those who attain highly must sacrifice greatly." So this is the process of achievement according to our efforts, like reaping and sowing. Do little, get little. Do much, get much. But to achieve greatness, we must be willing to do something great. Quote number 6. "To desire is to obtain. To aspire is to achieve." When we desire something, we are holding it as a thought in our mind to have it. But when we aspire something, it is a thought followed by action so we can achieve it. This is the end of the podcast for today. Tune in next week for the next episode and the next Audible book of 300 books that I will be reviewing on the Patrick Kelly Audible Book Self-Development Podcast. Feel free to comment and share. And remember, life does not get better by chance. It gets better by change. Take care.